Phoenix Down Radio is on the air. With your hosts, Klaus Nightbringer, Sarah Timono, Chili, and Luna Vaughn.
Sorrow. How is that, guys? That's some pretty epic stuff right there.
Yeah, that is wow.
You know, like I
said, go Pippin.
That was a pretty badass march by Pippin there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All yeah, right. Pippin.
Let's go ahead and transition into the show here. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to a special mini-sode of Phoenix Down Radio.
He just saw it.
God damn it. Why does Chili look like a baby?
That's as close as I can get to like a potato, okay?
Why not just like Photoshop an actual potato in there?
I thought about that, but then it wouldn't quite fit.
Then just draw a smiley face on it.
But hey, come on, give me a break. I thought that was pretty good work for 10 minutes.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
in the game for a second there.
Yes, this is FFXIV on a toaster.
So this is what I look like if it didn't have PS2.
I look like freaking Weird Al Yankovic.
You also look like you're in a black onesie.
I'm Weird Al apparently now.
Well, like I said, it's all I did this from memory, and I was just
and in Klaus's memory. I have a brown fro.
Well, you got to remember, you do Fantasia quite frequently.
Dude, I've been a Makote for the past 5 months.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You were an Aura for a while. You were a Rogadame for a while, and now you're a Highlander female, right? So,
what?
Or you're I don't know. See, oh I can't even God. Remember what you are.
Know. You know, I've been like a Makote,
but you're not anymore.
For like 99% of the time in the past 6 months, and you know what? Now I'm an Ellison.
Well, it looks more like an Ellison that way.
Okay,
anyway.
Okay. Sorry. Oh my God. So, okay.
Well, I'm not complaining. I like my
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Chili looks like Mr. Hanky.
The Christmas potato?
I look like I'm in a suit.
I tried to do the squall outfit. That you can see the white there for the fur.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I thought you tried to make a suit.
Anyways,
that was supposed to be the fur collar.
Oh.
Them paint skills, yo.
You look like freaking Ronald McDonald, so.
Yeah, but I got the pimp hat, though. That's all I care about.
Is that what that is? That's not your hair?
That's supposed to be the pimp hat. See the feather
the
over there?
The pimp hat.
See that feather? And this is supposed to be your house, Luna.
What?
This is your house. This is the corner of your house. It's oh see, don't you God. See that you got the cushion in the back corner there that you were sitting on before?
Is that what that looks like a table?
It's supposed to be a cushion.
Oh my God.
And I made up the rug. I don't know why I went that, but I it looks like a white mage died on your floor.
Stay has been at it again.
Well, this went from a Revolutions episode to let's grade Klaus's art.
Anyways,
sorry for
it for this week, too, guys.
Come on,
we're going off the rails here. I'm gonna re-rail us.
Re-railed.
Re-railed.
Is that a word? We love you guys. That's why we're here.
Anyways, we are here to talk about what came out very early this morning.
Yes.
Which is the Revolutions.
What was it, like 3:30 this morning?
What time?
It was 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 our time. It's like 1:30 Pacific.
Damn. Yeah. So it came out very, very early in the morning.
Yeah, really.
On this Maintenance Tuesday, everyone yesterday was like, I'm jonesing for that XXIV, man. Just give me
give me that game, yo.
And now everyone's
can
like,
I have some game?
And now we'll get to the reasons. But everyone today is like, stomp on me, mommy.
Yes, please.
We'll get to the reason behind that. Of course, the lovely and talented Susan Calloway once again saying the opening intro for Revolutions.
Yes, it's she has a beautiful voice. I mean, doubt on that.
Yeah, she is very talented. No one is doubting that. based off what we just saw, what were your guys' first reaction? First reactions. We're not going delve deep.
Okay.
Just straight up what you first thought.
It was 4:30 in the morning when I first watched it. I'm not lying. I grabbed my phone, checked stuff as I was trying to wake up, and I'm like, what's this? Revolutions? So I start to play it, and I don't remember half of it. Yeah, basically. But it was, you know, the more, then I started to wake up a little bit, and you know, the music itself was waking me up. It was, you know, getting me going. It was, you know, pushing me on. But like I said, no offense to Susan L. It just, my first listen, it didn't fit. Like I said, first gut reaction. The more,
you know, that's what I'm hearing a lot of people saying. They're saying that it's an okay song, but it's not as much hype as Answers or Dragon Song. But we kind of got to look at it from this perspective. In Answers, the world was ending, done, mm-hmm. completely obliterated by Bahamut. In Dragon Song, we were running for our goddamn lives. Though and it, now, going into yeah. Revolution, we're not. We're going to help.
Yeah, but I mean, it's supposed to be spurning on the you know, the revolutionaries and the Warriors of Light and those guys. So it's supposed to be, you know, building that fire within your soul and just building you up that hype to like, hey, we're gonna win our freedom back. You know, kind of like, you know, that scene in Braveheart where he's like marching back and forth and just yelling like, ah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was close to tears the first time I listened to it.
Wow.
I don't know why. It's just something about it.
See, that's the thing. I've been hearing people have very, very mixed messages.
Yep. Certain parts of the song just hit me for some reason. Not even the lyrics. It's just something about the tempo of the music just hit me in certain places.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hearing, like I said, we had that sneak preview of the music in, was it in Germany we got it first?
I believe it was, yes.
So we had that like minute and a half, 2 minute little bit of it in there, and you know, you could feel the power in the music, and hearing the entirety, you really do feel the power on that. And I'm gonna just say this: I've listened to it more to kind of watch the video portion of it, so we can, you know, glean some information from what mm-hmm. we're to expect. And the song did start to grow more and more on me. And like I said, Susan's voice is just winning me over on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. When I first heard it, I had the same reaction, that it doesn't seem very lively. So I went back and watched Answers. I watched Dragon Song. And the big difference I noticed with Dragon Song and Answers versus Revolutions, Answers and Dragon Song works up to it.
Mm-hmm.
When we get Revolutions, it goes full bore right into it.
Mm-hmm. It's a full-on march, you know, whereas
it is
the other two songs are more mournful and very sad. You know, they're meant to invoke, you know, loss and that type of feeling, whereas this is supposed to, you know, like I said, spur you forward and build up that fire and that passion to get going.
Yes.
See, artistic, I'm the opposite, actually. I'm really happy there's less CGI in this. I'd rather see some in-game footage, especially with it, you know, we haven't seen too much of the in-game right now.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm glad that we got the footage that we did with it. I mean, it looks great, but I'm just talking more of the song itself.
Yeah.
He was saying about he was disappointed in the video.
Artistic texting. Gotcha.
We'll get to that. But yeah, it was something. We're going to go into a lyrical breakdown, and I spent a good 2 hours earlier listening to the music clip by clip, re-listening to it, listening to it again, and then realizing, fuck, someone on Reddit probably already did this. And I was absolutely right.
Reddit. Reinvent the wheel.
So always there.
Thanks, Reddit. Even though you're a cesspool of Salt, thanks for
and Makote screenshots.
Yay!
I haven't seen that many Makote screenshots that like recently. We need to bring it back. But
no, bring more Lalafell pictures.
they have one called food porn.
Oh my god!
Anyway,
isn't that 4chan? Oh wait, no, wrong porn. Okay. Okay, so we're just gonna go through this. I'll stop at little parts, why not? That's how we're gonna do this. It starts off, sing a song of dawn, dawn, day reborn. Breathe deep of the dawn before the storm.
So it's talking about kind of that time before the battle.
Yep, this is we're in the calm before the storm. That's basically what I'm getting out of it. Then it goes on to, this hearth, this home, wrestled forth from tired fingers, bathed in blood and sealed in stone.
Talking about the oppression of the Garlean Empire, taking away their homes and having to live under Iron Fist and walled into stone areas like that. Yep. So.
Yep, that's what I'm getting from it, too. This is about Alamigo entirely. It goes on, souls scarred, 12-fold, beckoned by the bells of vengeance, spirits bold.
I'd say you can continue and go with the whole group, rest of it.
A lover lost, a family torn, a solemn pyre. Pyre, sorry.
No, it's fine.
A solemn pyre. Raised by the rouse of some slumbering heaven.
So
that
one kind of gets talking about the loss of family and friends, and then the pyre referencing the funeral pyre, or burning of bodies. A lot of cultures would do that to kind of release the corporeal forms, and the souls flow free into the heavens.
But the last part, raised by the rose of slumbering heaven.
Raised to rouse the slumbering heaven.
Raised to the rouse of slumbering heaven.
That doesn't make sense. Or maybe we'll have to listen to it.
That's what people are getting from it.
Okay. We'll have to, it's just reading it doesn't seem like it makes sense, but that could be right.
No.
I guess by seeing all the dead people dying because of the war, they're more focused on, fighting back, maybe.
Yep. Maybe. I don't know. Slumber in
heaven being the dead people, raised to rouse because of all the people that died.
Yeah. Yep.
Basically, the spirits of the people who are going up there are still, they're longing to see that their homeland get freed. So there's kind of maybe a little bit of, they're going to be rousing, what would normally be a quiet afterlife. They're going to be like, damn it. I don't know.
Oh, God, ghosts.
Spirits, basically.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Let's keep going. Fire in your eyes, fire in your hearts. Deal as you sound the horns of war. Means
so basically getting ready.
Get ready. We're going to war.
Do your countdown.
Yeah, get your rotation ready. We're going in with hot, whether you like it or not.
My cooldowns aren't ready.
All right, everybody go wipe. We need to set my cooldowns.
Anyways, let's keep going on. Yet know the cost, for who shall mourn when light is quenched that another might burn brighter.
So basically, when somebody will die, another will step up. To keep the charge going.
Like Pippin. Bless him.
Are you saying that Rauban's going to die?
Oh, God, no. No.
You heard it here first, folks. Chili says Rauban's dying.
Pippin and Nanamo get it on and have cute little potato babies.
Little spudlets.
I ship it.
They have little potato chips.
God damn it, Klaus.
I ship it.
Let's keep going. Let not the rays of justice blind, e'er trust in grace, and she shall guide.
basically, you know, trusting that Heidelin will make sure that everything.
Trust in your Heidelin. Trust in.
She'll guide you.
Basically.
Guide what needs to happen, and help you, support you, be there for you.
Yeah.
In all her Minphilia glory.
Oh God damn it! Thanks, Minphilia.
She'll call on the Link Pearl, saying, "I got your back."
And then I'll just crush the Link Shell and get
just get rid of it. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Soft is the breeze that can set a petal free, and yet 'tis the storm that doth see the petal soar. Basically, war is going to make someone great. War can set you free, or you can get greatness.
It doesn't take
it,
much.
What I'm getting from
it doesn't
that.
Take much to set you on your path, but the storms of war can really determine who you're going to be.
Exactly. And then it goes on to, high are the trees in the throes of liberty, till unstirring skies consign her to memory. Right? High are the trees in the throes of liberty, till unstirring skies consign her to memory.
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's...
It's pretty.
That's one of those ones... Yes, it is very...
What about Ida? I don't know.
Maybe they're talking like metaphorically. High are the trees, like saying Lys, now she's Lys.
You mean Lys?
Has grown up and she's being thrown into this responsibility, this liberty, till unstirring skies consign her to memory. Which...
Or they're talking about a memory of somebody. Maybe they're talking about the memory of Ida.
Maybe the actual Ida.
Mm-hmm. Actual Ida.
For real Ida, not fake Ida.
Not for play.
Not for play.
That's one I'm not sure on. We'll have to see what the community comes up with on that one.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting here. Like I said, I think that's talking about Lys. I entirely think that's talking about Lys.
Or Byakuya Mao is saying it. It's talking about the echo.
True. But that wouldn't really make too much sense either.
Unless if we go back and see actual Yida and Lys as little girls through the echo.
Possibly.
Anyways, let's keep moving because these next few lines really kind of... I like them. One kingdom's fall is another kingdom's freedom. One sovereign's war is another sovereign's peace. One mother's pride is another mother's sorrow. Their tears both soak the land that they love.
Wow.
I'm going to go with we're going to meet Lys/Ida's mom.
Well, I think it's...
I don't know.
Talking more in generals here because there's two sides to every coin, basically what they're talking about here. So and if...
I don't know. If the last slide makes me...
I was going to say, if we're talking about, one kingdom's fall, the fall of the Garlean Empire would be the freedom of Doma and Alamigo of those areas.
Yeah, that's the top two.
But what if we take it a little more like what Klaus is saying and kind of compact it a little more? What if because Alamigo is so under that control... What if Doma is suffering from it, or vice versa?
Well, we know that...
chances...
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, chances of us pushing them back will cause them to fight back in another area to keep control. So if we push back in Almiga, they'd probably take more control of Doma.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still seeing it in more general terms. One sovereign's war is another's peace, talking about, I think that the Garlean Emperor wants war, and that's what he considers the normal state. Whereas, so it'd be like his peace. Whereas for us, it is absolute war. And then one mother's pride is another mother's sorrow. So, if one person, is victorious in battle, somebody is defeated.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's physics on that. But like I said, two sides of the same coin is what we're seeing there and just explained in different ways.
Yeah.
See, that's why I think it's the first one's us freeing Alamigo, second one's us freeing Doma. And then the third one could be, Lisa's mom, she finds out she's still actually alive, but then she, because of that, she finds out that Yida's dead. So that one's mother's pride that her daughter's still alive, while the other, at the same time, sorrow.
Interesting.
It's a possibility, I guess. But, you know, like I said, it's all speculative, and that's what's great about, you know, lyrics and music.
That's why we're here. That's why we're doing the show. Yeah.
To tell Chili that he's wrong.
Oh, my God. Anyways, let's keep going.
Yes.
Two lives, two swords, given in to shadowed whispers, wicked words, return with you, doth go louder.
Doth louder.
Arrival.
Arrival appears.
A rival's cry for the oath that spurred her onward.
Two lives, two swords, given into shadowed whispers, wicked words. That's
sounding like someone's gonna...
Warrior of Light and Galvis? Yeah. That would be two lives, three swords and a bow.
I kind of have a theory about this, but I'm going to hold off on saying it until we break down the video.
It'll be four swords because I'll be switching to red mage. So,
but maybe two swords, two fists.
It'd be three swords, two fists.
Three swords, yeah. Three swords, two fists. And a kick.
The
in one cup.
Okay. God damn it. Anyways, the line given into shadowed whispers, wicked words, return with you, doth louder go.
Shady deals.
That's
gonna kind of do maybe.
I have a theory about that, but I am going to hold off on saying it until we get to the video.
It's Stompy Lady. Yes,
it's always ass.
It's Stompy Lady, isn't it?
We'll get to that. We'll get that. Klaus kind of knows where I'm going with it, but we'll get to that. Let's finish it up. Yes. Your time is come, a choice bestowed. Tonight for unsung sins atone. This night you need not walk alone. We have a choice to make.
Yep. Basically, it's now or never. Regardless of what happened in the past, know that we're going to have our companions to help us.
Exactly. Yep. And so that's basically all the lyric break. That's the lyrical breakdown for this. Chili, Klaus, if you listening with us, I know it's a little behind. Sorry. But if you want to pull up the video with us.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and transition over to the video again.
Yeah. All right. I got it started.
All right. It's muted. So we're not going to be cutting in and out with the music. So we're just going to, we're going to focus just on the video right now. So
we're breaking down the video right now.
So I'm just going to let it kind of play through a little bit here instead of skipping back and forth all the time. So apologize for the pop-ups coming up. So here we've got the very beginning portion of it, the intro. New bard instrument there. Woo! All right, so should we start with this part right here?
Hold on, you're a little ahead of me. What timestamp are you on?
I'm at 21 seconds right now.
You're at 21 seconds. Okay.
Well, that lag is so it's not bad at all.
No,
all
right, we're actually doing pretty good. You know, being an affiliate helps.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. 21 seconds in.
So basically, we've got an image of one of the Ananta with somebody in the revolution.
Yes, I believe I'm really the revolution, their hats with the feathers on those, I believe that's PvP gear that we already have right now. Or very similar.
But I'm not sure where the that chest piece is from. That must be new.
Yeah
that looks new.
The green, new. And, green and brown. Kind of cool looking, I think.
More belts.
Okay, so Leek Wibble in the chat saying that the single guy just before I paused it is Arnvald.
Yes, I've heard that too.
But also, her staff is really cool looking.
Yep. She must be. She's a caster of some type. I'm not sure black or white might. You sure maybe not white mage?
She's a thing.
She's a mage.
Anyways.
I'm going to start it up a little bit more. So now we got Rauban leading the
It was dungeon gear from the last patch.
Oh, that was?
Alex Mio. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that because everything had belts in that. So
I guess maybe just a different color. Because I don't recall that, that color scheme.
Look at Roadborn being a boss. I want that helmet.
Right? I find it funny, like, because Ishgard is there too, if you notice off to the side.
Yep, they're all there. Everybody's represented.
Yeah. Everyone is there. So I'm going to keep playing a little bit.
All right, so I'm gonna keep it going then here. So.
All right. And then you see a griffin flying in front of the banner. That is a
like it should be.
Now we cut back to Bailsar's wall.
Yep.
Kind of see what led up to all of this.
Yeah. This is 3.5 spoilers, by the way. If you have not played this, avert ye eyes.
Yes, ye be sloppy.
Sloppy!
I paused it on the on Sloppy's face.
Oh my god, why?
Because he's telling you it's sloppy. Sloppy.
I'm trying to run a serious pod.
Then you're in the wrong place, Luna.
I know, right?
Yeah, I'm here. It's always going to get a bit sloppy.
It's always sloppy here. All right. I'm at 59 seconds.
Okay, we're at 37, so we'll catch up to you then. So we're going to play it a little bit more.
We're a bit sloppy.
Play it a little bit more.
Yep, so we got
now Ravon, that everyone has got their sloppy out. Oh,
Papalimo, and then getting knocked away. The feels, man, he's the so feels. Sloppy. Aw. And we cut over to the reveal of Ida Not Ida, a.k.a.
Lise.
So we get that. And... now we are traveling to Railgar's Reach.
Yep. Are you?
Yep. I pause it on the statue. It'd be nice if you could see exactly what I'm seeing, but like I said, we're kind of in the same.
I know.
Spot.
We're doing this kind of.
Yep. This is what happens when we podcast in different locations. You know, we have.
This is when we try and climb the mountain so that we can fight on his hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
But
playing a little bit more.
Anyways.
Go ahead.
Moving on, we can see that our first initial traveling party is Lys, Alice, Alphanon, Yshola, and Kryl.
Can I get rid of all of them except for Kryl?
No.
No. We need Lys, otherwise there's no story.
And we
can
need...
Can I get rid of everyone but Lys and Kryl?
No, we need Yshola because she's bae.
Okay, can we have Yshola, Lys, and Kryl?
No, we have to have Alice because she's boss.
No.
Yes, she's also red mage.
We're getting into that.
I don't care. I had to spoil it. She's a red mage, damn it. Well, we already knew that when we fought the Warriors of Darkness.
Yeah, Kryl is great, see?
Keep all except Kryl. All right, so we're at 113 right now. Luna, where are you at?
Someone said who's on the far right. That's Lys, isn't it? No, that's not Lys.
No, Lys is in the center next to Warrior of Light.
Derplander. Sister.
Yeah, far Alphano right is Alice, then it's Alphano, then it's Warrior of Light, Lys, Yshola, and Kryl.
Okay, the only one I care about.
Cat Potato. Alright, so we are in Railgar's Reach. We're introduced to a number of the revolutionaries, as you can see here, walking up to say hi, have a little meeting with them. Talking about our plight, and then we go to those walls of stone and steel that they talked about in the song.
Yep.
I pause it right at the beginning there so you can see the walls and the ships in the background.
Yeah. It then, if you want to keep going a little bit further, it shows our...
Yep. We're now about to see the march. And then
the march.
Feet in that scabbard and
with
that face.
Xenos. With Xenos, yay, Gal. Yay!
Yay! Yay, Dutch!
It's very interesting, because if you look at a scabbard...
Let me go back just a touch then for that.
Just a touch! Okay, he has a three katana style. They call that Santoroyu.
Because Luna knows that because she watches too much One Piece.
I've watched One Piece, and Zoro is one of my favorite characters.
Zoro is the best character in One Piece.
Zoro is the best character other than Sanji, but we're not gonna, we don't want to get into that debate.
All right, continue on. We'll go back to that face.
Go back to that face.
All right, so we're going to let it go a little bit beyond that, and then we see Ooh, one of them ships is burning.
Ooh.
I'm at 134.
134 for you? Yep, things are on fire.
I'm going to start playing again. And we see Derplander walking through and a number of the grand companies.
So, okay. Can we talk about Derplander for a second? They did give him a name.
The Warrior
Meteor.
His official name is Meteor.
Meteor?
As in more meaty?
Meteor.
As like in the spell.
From the sky, the thing that represents... The thing on the back of my car?
That's lame. You mean on the back of my car?
And yet you still call him Derplander.
Derplander.
Meteor.
Meteor's a dumb name. Let's call him Derplander.
Because that at least has some feeling to it.
Oh my god. So does Meteor, though.
Daddy Lander.
The daddy of Lightender.
Anyways, moving on. All right, keep going.
All right, so moving past Meteor Derplander. That's his full name, Meteor Derplander. All right, so
he's
now we're
in Doma. It's Derplander Meteor. Thank you.
All right, well, okay, now we're on a boat.
We're on a boat. Flippy flippers.
Yep. And, ooh, who's that? Oops, I went too far. Sorry.
Oh my god, you're breaking everything.
I'm breaking the immersions. There
Yay,
it is.
It's the future waifu.
Well, she's wearing the right color for you.
There she is. And I believe that's the new beast tribe. What are they called?
Those are the...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my god, Chili.
Chili. I can't believe
Heroes in the Half Shell. Hero Power.
Ninja Turtles.
Heroes in the Half Shell. Hero
Step
Power.
On me, mommy.
Yeah. That's scary.
Step on me.
No, I don't want to.
I will be your stool.
Oh my god. When they say a Lalafell stool, they mean me.
Anyway, anyways, are the Kojin.
Yes, the Kojin. Thank you for the looking Kojin. That up.
Yes, exactly.
Because I know you didn't remember that.
That was a good segue to give me a chance to use my Google Foo.
We skipped over the Carvelian.
On the boat, yes. He was on the boat.
On the boat.
We didn't travel on Gosetsu's rowboat. We did travel on this boat, right? Where there it is. This the boat you wanted? Is this what you want?
Is this what you want? I'll make sure they give you what you want. Or they'll step on me.
This boat, that boat,
you know,
right
I'll,
there.
I'll tell you what they want, what they really, really want. Okay, we made Remix happy in the chat. So now we got the waifu back. Well, all right,
Boo.
And everybody's Anyways. There's your favorite guy, Gosetsu.
Yeah,
so he's there as well. Everybody's
the hammer
there.
Eye.
So when we take the boat from Limsa to Doma, or to not to Doma, but to the Kugane. We'll be traveling with these guys. Yes, names are escaping me right now.
Alisei, Liss,
well,
Alphanod.
I was talking more of Gosetsu and Yugiri.
Well,
there
fine.
Well,
they're coming with two. There's enough room on the boat for them.
It's a big boat. We're on a big boat. All right, so let's keep moving forward.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy. No,
I have a theory
angry.
About that, and I will express it after this.
And then Derplander is showing off the samurai gear again. He just like he doesn't know what job he wants to be in this game.
He changes quite a bit, actually.
Domo arigato, Mr. Derplander. Sorry.
Oh, that totally reminds me. Can we pause it? I need to read something.
I moved us up to the underground city, so I'll pause there.
That guy in the glasses looks like someone that's already in the game. I can't remember the name of it.
Because
he's twin. Yeah.
Okay, where is it? Where did I have it in my phone somewhere?
See, the Dirt Blend has just finally realized that one of the benefits of this game is you can just change your weapons and then you can change your jobs.
Yeah, he's so many jobs. I mean, in all the other ones, he was a warrior for 2.0. And then he was
a bow for 1.0.
Yeah, and he was a dragoon for 3.0. That was it, you know, in the basic ones. But now they're showing him changing different. Anyway, go ahead.
Because he joined the Novice Network.
Yes, okay, he learned. So...
Okay, so you remember on the benchmark where they show you first coming off the boat in the full samurai armor, you have the hat on, mm-hmm. you have everything, the katana, the I don't want to call it kimono because people will get mad and be like, "Oh, that's a kimono." And I'm so sorry if you listen to the show and this is you who posted this. I'm sorry, I don't have your name. I'll look it up after the show and I'll give you credit on Twitch or Twitter, the Twitters. But
don't say it's called a Hakata.
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 Okay. Artistic design.
This is someone kind of making fun of the weeaboo-ness of Doma and people very weeaboo-ish into it. It starts with a picture of the guy in the samurai outfit and it says, "Gomenasai, my name is Sadek-sama. I am a 47-year-old Thavnarian otaku, Doma fans for you gajins. I train with my katana every day. This superior weapon can cut clean through steel because it is folded over 8,000 times and is vastly superior to any other weapon on Earth. I earned my sword license 2 years ago and I have been getting better every day."
Yay.
I speak Doman fluently. Right? I speak Doman fluently. Both Kagane and the Yanaxi dialect. I don't fucking know how to pronounce that. And I write fluently as well. I know everything about Doman history and their Shinobu code, which I follow 100%.
Shinobu,
yes.
Shinobu?
No, it says Shinobu. That's what it says. Yes.
Is that like Shinobi Chocobos?
I don't know, but let's keep going.
The Shinobu?
When I get my Doma visa, I am moving to Kagane to attend a prestigious school to learn more about their magnificent culture. I hope I can become an samurai to fight by the Warrior of Light. I own several kimonos, which I wear around town. I want to get used to wearing them before I move to Doma, so I can fit in easier. I bow to my elders and seniors and speak Doman as often as I can, but rarely does anybody manage to respond. Wish me luck in Doma.
Can we just keep him there?
No.
What?
All right. Okay. Let's rerail this train.
No. Sorry. I had to share that with people because when I found it, I died.
No.
Maybe you should link it in a tweet or something.
Yeah, right, I'm going to find the actual Tumblr.
We're underwater now in the underwater city.
Under the sea.
And here it is, guys. Check that out. She is badass.
That Aetherite, though.
Yeah. But no, the fact that Alice
did that palisade rage.
I know.
That's badass.
I like how that was like, there she is, the road mage. Oh yeah, I'm just like, Aetherite though, that's cool.
She should have upgraded to Kena by now.
Well, basically it's just confirmed the whole thing that we've guessed since the Warriors of Darkness fight that she is Red Mage.
Uh-huh.
But that means you have to pull your swords out of books.
No, she learned about it in a book.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
But don't take my word for it.
No.
Well, yeah. Anyway, sorry. So we've got that going for us.
Yeah.
Continue on.
It kind of moves into a battle scene then with a... For Dola.
All right, so we'll move forward here. So, yep, here we've got that battle scene.
Ooh.
And there she is.
I love the way she looks right now.
The lore you know.
Like, I would let her step on me.
Well,
but no, she looks fucking badass. This girl.
This is for Dola, our This is for Dola. Yep, she is the Elamegan that's fighting for the Garlands, and she was introduced during the last live letter when they talked about the NPCs. She's pretty badass. Watch her fight here. Just like, she's ruthless.
Yeah, and then it cuts to my favorite, Xenos. Yas!
Well, we're not quite there yet. Now she's fighting one of the Resistance members. Now, here comes Xenos. Raoban, he's like waiting for it. And now we've got Ida fighting for Dola. This right coming up here is the best part of this entire video.
Yeah. Gunmonk, parry that sword.
This is everybody's new background right here.
I find it funny how it cuts from for Dola to Xenos.
Well, it goes from a guy in the Resistance fighting for Dola, to then Lyse fighting for Dola, to then Xenos fighting Lyse, to then Ishtola fighting Xenos, or stepping yes. in. So it's kind of cool how it kind of builds up that way. I like that.
Yes, I do too. It's very interesting. But yeah, that's going to be a lot of people's new background. I'm sure I'm going to probably see an edited high-res version of it.
It's probably already on Reddit right now.
Oh, yeah. But Reddit or Tumblr, for sure.
That is a beautiful scene right there. I do love that scene right there. That is just gorgeous. So I'm wondering if that's a spell that we're going to get, or is that just a one-off thing that...
it looks kind of like one of the new spells they used.
Well, white mages already have a bubble, don't they?
Not like this type of bubble. Like the Dark Knight, they showed in the benchmark that they've got that kind of shield that protected the samurai, the Derplander, against that attack from Susanoo. So I'm wondering if the white mage is going to get something similar.
Didn't Yestel also use sacred soil at one point?
Maybe that was the white mage move was that's that bubble. I'm sorry. I cannot remember what that's called. I have a white mage to 60, but I barely play it. I'm sorry. I just got it so I can be a mentor. Give me a break.
I really hope it's reflect.
Let's move on.
Okay. So from this point, then we get to go into, the steps, I believe. Yes.
Yes.
We now meet some of the Ara clans. No. First we meet Hien.
Yeah.
That's who they bowed to. That's their lord. That's their lord, Hien. The one that went away missing. So I called it. He's in the steps.
Been hiding out with the Auras.
Yep. What do you think of those outfits that the Ara are wearing?
Hold on.
Pretty cute. Almost there.
The ones in the middle, very interesting. The one on the way left. And the right, actually.
All right.
Hold
on. I'll have to back that one up a little bit. But those...
The hat is just a recolored turban, though. The head is just
are you talking about the marauders on the ends?
Yes.
I can't see it very well, but
they're wearing subligars.
Is that what that is? Okay. I couldn't tell if that was just colored. Sub-ligars. I didn't know if that was leather armor or what. It's hard for me to see because it's
well,
it's,
their skin is white, so
it's wearing superior armor.
But it is very sub-ligars. like Lee Quibble saying it's very Mongolian style, you know, and that's what this is supposed to be a kind of an analog to.
Yeah. The headpiece is just recolored from the game already, though.
Yep. Now,
but yeah, moving
this
into
part
it.
Is interesting, where they're summoning something here. I'm at 342.
Okay. Mm. Can we pause it for a second and talk about the old Ara?
You want to go back to the old Ara?
Yeah, because that's a lot. That's a thing that people have been saying. Oh my god, I want to be an old Ara and blah 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 blah.
You want to be Luna? Do you want to be an old Elizan?
No, and I've seen them in game
and get salamander oil rubbed all over you.
By Lalafell.
Will it be by Hildebrand?
Maybe another Highlander.
No,
I wouldn't do it anyway. So, ha. But no,
well, I don't want you to.
I do like what they're doing with the aging of the characters. They're not all middle age, mid range age. You know, like mid-20s. I don't know what they would consider middle age or whatever, but they're not all the same age looking. We've got kids, we've got elderly, we've got, you know, a little bit older than that, but
yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
What I'm really happy to finally freaking see is, because I called it on like two episodes back that I want to see more of the Aurah dynamic, and we're getting just that.
Yep. Well, we
like this is a whole freaking tribe of Aurahs.
They kind of mentioned that a little bit before, so that we'd be getting something artistic, like that.
Artistic Texan in the chat asked if this could be Yugiri's mom. I do not think so, because Yugiri is a different... She has white horns.
Yep, she's one of the... A different tribe. Different
race. Sorry, I don't... Yeah, she seems like a different tribe. I'm pretty sure this is not Yugiri's mother.
Okay. Sorry, I skipped back up to that summoning. What do you guys think that is?
I don't know. That's interesting, though.
Because yeah, they're summoning something with that what's in that jar or something, but they don't show what it is when you continue on. It just kind of disappears, and then we get we kind of go back to an echo moment.
Yeah, we go back into an echo. It seems
a bit too small to be a primal summoning, but and there's also a little symbol. If you get back, there's a little symbol on the floor.
That's I mean, it almost looks like a like if you watch Full Metal Alchemist, it's kind of like one of those alchemical circles.
Yeah. Go up just a tiny smidgen to where it shows the writing on the wall.
Yep. See the writing on the wall. Yep, I can see where that's now. Thank you, Anonymous.
Yes, thank you, Anonymous. He very so kindly out on Twitter this morning said what it says. It says liberty or death.
And now that you kind of look at it, you can see it.
Yes, you can see it.
I thought at first it looks like ligamy. Or
beer.
Ligamy or beer?
Do you want ligamy or beer?
I thought it said litany or bread.
Well, I don't know what ligamy is, so I'll take beer, please.
Is that like polygamy?
Well, maybe he's blocking
you want
the
many
pa.
Wives?
Well, he might be blocking the PA, you know, so it could be polygamy.
Oh my god.
Nick Wibble asked, is that a young Gundabald?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know the name. I am a bad... If Sarah were here, he would know who that is.
But. Yeah, Sarah, we don't have Sarah a librarian.
He's actually working his real library job, so.
His handwork, right, is sloppy.
God damn it.
But speaking of that.
Oh, speaking of sloppy. Oh,
hold on. Too far back. Too far
sloppy.
Back. If we look behind, I'm going back a little bit. If we look back we see two people behind him. One of them looks suspiciously
like a very derpy man.
Like an Ilbird.
Mm-hmm.
The one that we can't see so much, I'm wondering if that's going to be like Rauban.
Huh.
And this must be their teacher. That's what's been speculated. So now we go back to the Azim steps around a fire. And see Lee sleeping. Now we get a formal introduction to their lord and master, Hien.
Yes.
Who looks a bit like the guy from Bushido Blade.
The guy from one of the Neo Geo fighting games. The one that goes, Mitsurugi Ryu!
Looks like the character from Soul Calibur with, I think, the same name.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, or maybe that, I don't know. But yeah, he looks like a stereotypical Ronin samurai. Sorry,
yes,
he does.
Yes, he really does.
With the long ponytail, wild hair, and unkempt beard and
Samurai Showdown.
Samurai Showdown. Thank you. That's the game.
Lee Wibble.
We like Lee because they know all the things.
Hanzo is everything. This is not the Overwatch.
Hanzo.
All right. So moving forward on that, we get Yugiri again, and looks like somebody's coming to dinner.
Yay!
Someone's coming
to
dinner.
Yep.
I was excited for a second there.
And now this is what'll get you really excited, I think. Now they're
fighting
into war. They're sailing into the broken gate. Oh, sorry. I wanted to go back before we get to everybody's, oh my God, point. Something that Luna actually discovered in there. Look who's actually wearing a ninja outfit now.
Yep. He's in a ninja outfit now.
So he doesn't know what the hell he wants to do.
He doesn't know. He's like, I'm going to try all the things.
Ooh, look. This novice network is so amazing. I learned so many things.
He finally beat the whole of the novice.
There you go, people.
God.
And it's at about 420.
There we go. Yay.
Okay, now pause it on her. Okay, stop right here. Don't move.
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to speculate. I'm going to say this right now. The person she is stepping on is Gosetsu.
It kind of looks like him.
It's Gosetsu, yeah. Because if you look at his back right now, notice the two strings and everything, the man bun, everything. I want to say Gosetsu is a spy. I'm going to call it out right now that he's working with her. But he fucked up. So that's why she's stepping on his head. That's what I'm calling. I'm calling that right now.
Okay. You're on
record.
If he
was a spy, why would he have
gone to? Because he doesn't trust the Warrior of Light. He trusts Yugiri. He doesn't trust us, though, and the Scions.
So you think that he's actually working for her instead of for Hien?
Yes. Yes, because Hien's been gone. He went missing. Man has to have bills to pay, probably, or I don't know. But I honestly think he's a double agent.
Which could explain a scene up ahead a little more. But now we got a little fighting between Fordola and Yugiri. Or no, Fordola and Lys now, and then Yugiri and other people. And a whole bunch of action going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Beastmen flying in on mounts. And there's Gosetsu having a seat, pulling his blade.
Yep.
Did you see he actually pulled his blade out?
Yes. And if you look at his back, there's the two strings.
Yep. And it matches just the, like when the he arm. Was.
Yep. If you want to, you can go back, look at his bun again. But shows his bun.
But who's coming up? Who's this coming up then?
Us, I guess.
Hold on. What time are you at? 4:39. 4:41.
Oh my God! Pitchforks. In the background, pitchfork is confirmed.
The farmers are coming with to slop the pigs. So and the sheep. So sheep herder confirmed.
New DOL. All right, maybe. Moving on.
All right, keeping on going with that.
Yep.
And we got Hien looking at the broken gate. Probably trying to decide if he's going to jump into the battle with everybody because we're flying in on these cool birdie mounts.
I honestly think they're just a reskin of the Bird of Paradise because that's what they look like.
It's similar, but I haven't seen the head, so it's hard to tell.
Keep playing. It does show the head.
Okay, moving forward a little bit more.
They're pointing. Everybody points. And there's the if you keep going, there's the 1-2 second clip of Thancred because
Hi, Thancred.
People will revolt if Thancred is not in the video. Oh,
there it was right there.
He's literally not anywhere else. He gets 2 seconds
He's starting to look more like Raiden from Metal Gear Solid.
Right.
It looks like an eagle head.
I think it's just a reskin because they show it in the benchmark too.
Okay. I mean, it's possible. I mean, because most of the time we see that bird right kind of vertically.
If you keep going just a little bit more, it'll show one face. Yep,
there we go. There we go. That's a little bit better. But like I said, it looks like an eagle.
It looks like a cockatoo.
Well, an eagle too?
An eagle too.
A cockatoo?
Parrots.
Anyway. It's a giant parrot. I like Perut better than Parrot.
A Perut?
That is too soon. I came X Meow too soon.
And I don't know. I think Papalimo got more screen time than Thancred did.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably did, actually.
All right, moving forward. So now we've got that scene similar to the... he decided to come in. So they're coming in, and this is like that scene that we had in the benchmark where we're fighting in All Amigo against the Garleans. Yes.
And Hien also farmed to get him out. That's why he took so long to get back.
There's your There's your boy. Pippin. There's your boy.
Whoop, there's whoop, a boy. Whoop.
Sorry. It doesn't. This doesn't skip very well. I apologize. So.
Look at him run in there.
Pippin.
Oh, and we got explosions, and end scene with Xenos. That is the Revolutions video, people.
That is broken down
into little chunks.
So we see a lot of new mounts. We see a lot of new hairstyles, everything.
We see some things that we speculated on, basically proven, like the fact that Alice is Red Mage. We get to see, you know, that Hien was hiding in the Azim Steps. At least that's what it looks. It appears to be.
Yeah.
And but it does raise more questions. Like, is Gosetsu really a traitor? Is he maybe, you know, playing the quote unquote double agent, but more working for Hien, or is he, you know, there's so many ways it could be going, really. There's a lot that we could, bring up with.
And that. I'm sure people are going to break it down even more, and we're going to find out new things in the coming days.
Most definitely. So,
most definitely.
So, let's go cut back into the game here. And
yeah. Yay. My PS2 memory card is full.
Yep. Well, this is what Final Fantasy XIV would look like on the PS2.
Oh my god!
The anti-aliasing on the windows are really bad.
It's kind of frosty there for some reason. I don't know. But you got to admit that photography, that screenshot in that picture is beautiful.
Oh yeah, that's 4K right there.
You like that artwork?
That looks like a dick. Anyways.
Wait, what kind of, okay, now I can see it.
Yeah. Anyways.
You guys are perverts. It's obviously a tree. Come on.
Yeah, I didn't see Windows it. I saw it blocking instead. Windows 95 version.
Windows 95. Windows 3.1. This is the DOS version. All right.
Oh my god, does it mean that every command we do, we've got to do in like text commands? 10 go to.
That's basic, man.
Basic. Let's go back to basic.
It could be worse. It could be the text version, what is it?
Zork.
Zork, yes. You see a white house.
Oh my god.
Go left.
Anyways.
You see a woman standing like, do you?
Guys.
You see a woman in red. What do you do?
Oh my god. Anyways.
Ask if it's Lise. Ask if it's Ida.
Anyways, this was our first ever minisode breaking down the Revolutions song and video.
Yep, this was put together on very short notice. Thank you very much, Luna, for spearheading this, getting a lot of the research done on it. Thank you, Chili, for joining us at the last moment. We're sorry that Sarah couldn't join us, but like I said, he is at work. So, and thankfully my work did not call me. I am on call this week. So thankfully I did not get a call during this. So we were able to do this for you guys. We hope you enjoyed it and had fun with it. That's what we wanted to do. And we hope to maybe be able to do more of this type of thing in the future when big news like this does break. So if you're new to the stream, please give us a follow right down below. If you're listening on the podcast, follow us at twitch.tv/PhoenixDownRadio. You'll be able to know when we go live for podcasts, mini casts, or when we stream different video games like Final Fantasy XIV, Horizon, or whatever we feel like playing that day. So for that, does anybody have any quick shout outs? Might as well throw it out there, right?
Shout out to the lore community for giving us a lot of good information, giving us a lot of good opinions and views. I probably wouldn't have been able to get the lyrics for Revolution so quickly and easily without that community. So,
well, Ivory, I suppose we could finish this as the system is down. The system is down. The system is down.
But Ivory, Jasmine, the question is more like, where can I sleep yet?
Or I could always break out into to Maintenance Monday.
I think that we should exit out on that.
Okay, podcast ID, good work, everyone.
Chili, did you have any shout-outs you want to throw out?
Shout-out to Mercenary Radio. A shout-out to She Heals I Tank, which is streaming right now. And a shout-out to PSU Live. Go follow them on Twitch.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Because Chili has been streaming there for his for PlayStation Universe. So go check them out. Also check out his other podcast, PlayStation Unchained. It's a good PlayStation show. I want to thank everybody who's decided to join us on short notice for this mini cast. We had a great time with all of you. We hope we were entertaining as well as informative on this, and I hope the production quality was good. So, yes, we love you, Limit Break Radio. Thank you so much for that that little infographic that you guys created. So,
hey, because I'm in so many podcasts, at least I was going to appear in one of those.
Yeah, you were. And you were on ours.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and call it a night, guys. Thank you so much for joining us for The Missing Sertimono, for Lunavox, and for Chili. I'm Klaus Neibringer, wishing everybody a wonderful, awesome evening. Thanks again for joining us. Take care.
Bye.
Phoenix Down Radio is a production of PhoenixDownRadio.com and Illusion Productions. Final Fantasy XIV and Eorzea are trademarks of Square Enix. In-game content for Phoenix Down Radio is a copyright of Square Enix. Open to music for Phoenix Down Radio is provided by Guilty Gear Rocky. Check out the Metal Chocobo theme cover and many other music videos at youtube.com/GuiltyGearRocky. Closing music for this episode is provided by GuitarWanker90. Please check out their full version of Matoya's Cave and other rock video game covers at youtube.com/GuitarWanker90. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of Phoenix Down Radio and its hosts and do not reflect the views of Square Enix.